My next guest has actually been a successful writer for a lot longer than he was a star athlete. NBA superstar Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a best-selling author. He writes about race and justice in the Washington Post and Time magazine. His new book is called Writings on the Wall, Searching for a New Equality. Abdul-Jabbar made his own very public statement about inequality in 1968 when he boycotted the Olympics. So I asked him what he thinks of the controversy over NFL player Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco quarterback who won't stand during the national anthem.
Colin Kaepernick, he's concerned about what's happening. People being shot and killed for no good reason other than they have dark skin. And that's a real issue. It's not something that he thought up. I think he can find a better way to protest it and to try to help find the remedy. Not standing for the national anthem or wearing pig socks isn't necessarily how he should approach that, in my opinion. I'm not trying to tell him what to do, but I appreciate what his concerns are, and I hope that we can get to a point where we have a solution that makes sense and that he can participate in.
You say this might not be the best way to express himself. It's certainly got a lot of attention. One Seattle Seahawks player joined him last week. A couple others just told the Seattle Times that it might turn into some kind of team-wide statement. What would you tell them?
I would tell them just to be careful. You know, just you don't want to alienate the people that you're trying to win over. So in order to do that, you have to understand their concerns and approach them in a way that shows respect. But they have to respect the fact that you're trying to achieve something that needs to be done.
Did you alienate more people than you wished you had when you boycotted the Olympics?
No, I don't think I did, because there was no boycott, really. For me, it was just a question of I had a good job, and I wasn't going to go to the Olympics because Avery Brundage was still the chairman of the U.S. Olympic Committee. And he's the one that didn't want to let the Jewish athletes participate in the 1936 Olympics because it was going to offend Hitler. And I wasn't going to do anything for him. So I said, I got a good job. I'm going to do that. And Avery Brundage can do whatever he needs to do.
What about as a professional athlete? What did you risk to say something important?
As a professional athlete, I think that people kind of saw me as kind of distant and somebody that had a chip on his shoulder at times, because my own natural personality was I'm a very shy and quiet person. Just the fact that I didn't want to engage people gave them the opportunity to interpret my silence or reticence to engage quickly as hostility. And I didn't think that did me any good. John Wooden told us while I was at UCLA that...
This is your coach.
My coach, John Wooden, at UCLA, my basketball coach, he said that, the press can be a problem. And so I always dealt with them cautiously and at a distance, and that didn't do me any good. You have to engage with them. They work with you. They interpret what you do for the public. So you have to find a way to deal with it in a way that doesn't alienate them. Of course, when I was playing in the early 70s, a lot of the members of the press were pretty, I won't say pretty, they were very conservative and felt that black athletes should know their place and keep their mouth shut. I could see that, and that also added some tension to the whole situation.
I wonder if your experience in the early 70s, that experience, colors how you're saying, wait a minute, Colin Kaepernick, be careful about alienating people when it comes to not standing during the national anthem. But, the NFL says it's okay. His team's not punishing him. President Obama seems okay with it. Could it be that maybe even fans, they understand this is his speech?
Given what we've seen over the past couple of years, all these people dying and, being shot for no good reason, the one that gets to me the most is the kid in Cleveland. I mean, he's just standing in the park.
Tamir Rice.
He's just standing in the park. And cop just literally jumps out of his car and shoots him dead. He was just standing there. And things like that happen like that, they shouldn't be happening. So we got to do something about that. We need to train the police better. We need to also get people in the various communities that have tense relationships with the police to understand how to approach them. There needs to be a bridge there. I think that professional sports athletes can do a great job by being the means by which the bridge is achieved. And I hope that they take advantage of it because they're very popular. Geez, the Seahawks are so popular up here. They've won a Super Bowl and everything. I'm sure that people will listen to them, and the various police chiefs and, you know, heads of the various sheriff's departments in Western Washington, they're all Seahawks fans, you know. They have a great opportunity there, and I hope they take advantage of it.
So do you want to call on Russell Wilson to, hey, use your, well, you're a star, you're in your prime. Colin Kaepernick is not even the starting quarterback anymore. Do you want to say to Russell Wilson, stand up and talk while you matter?
Actually, today I'm going to meet with the Seahawks. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What are you going to say to them?
I'm going to find out what's on their mind and talk about these issues and just tell them how to negotiate it in a way that it's a win-win. You know, every tense situation can be a win-win if the people have some sense and some respect for each other. So, you know, that's what I'll be talking about.
How can it be a win? What could the Seahawks do? You don't sound completely comfortable with sitting during the national anthem.
No, I don't think that's really the way to do it.
Okay.
Because people don't understand it. Why? You know, they want to know why. You got to really inform people. You can't have a very important issue, a burningly important issue on your mind and not explain yourself. Got to explain yourself.
Okay, so I'm a Seahawk player. Mr. Abdul-Jabbar, I'm interested. I want to be part of a solution. I've got this mouthpiece as an athlete. How should I explain myself? What do you think I should do?
Well, you just talk about, all right, we mentioned Tamir Rice earlier. Two of the Cleveland Browns protested about it because they weren't protesting because they were Cleveland Browns. They were protesting because they were the parents of black kids who could end up getting shot like that. And they didn't want that happening to their kids. That's what this is all about. It's very basic. It's nothing elaborate. It's not a communist plot, you know. It's people worrying about their family and the people that they love. If you can explain that, you're able to bridge a great distance when people understand that this is just a very basic issue that we need to improve because this can't continue like this.
Okay, but now I'm Russell Wilson. What about my fans who love me and the companies that endorse me and can take away millions of dollars from me?
Well, I don't think they'll be of a mind to do that when they see that you're trying to build something positive. You know, you're not trying to say, let's eliminate the police departments. The police are the glue that keeps our nation safe. It's the thin blue line. That's a very accurate description. But there are times when they get in over their heads or they don't understand what's going on and they do things that end up becoming very unfortunate, sometimes tragically unfortunate. So we got to work on that. And the people in the community got to understand what the police are going through, and the people in the police departments have to understand how what they do affects the people that they are there to protect and serve. A lot of times they have contempt for the people. Police officers that have to work in poor neighborhoods that have a lot of crime, a lot of people there that have criminal backgrounds, you know, that's not an easy job. So everybody has to understand what the issues are and what the solutions can be. And that is all about communication, one to the other.
Talking with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's written this book now, Writings on the Wall, Searching for a New Equality, are there signs of progress that you want to leave us with, signs that we are moving toward a new equality?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, people are starting to talk now, and they're starting to voice their opinions about what needs to be done. And when it's done in a respectful way and in a way that the other side can understand what your issues are, all of a sudden we're going to start to understand how we can fix things. That's what everybody wants. We want solutions. We don't want more antagonism. We want solutions.
Former NBA Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, his new book is Writings on the Wall, Searching for a New Equality.